outside receiver?
He can play both. He's played both at South Carolina, so he can play inside in the slot, and he can play as an outside receiver too.
Not at all concerned with the 5'7" size?
No, you know, we talk a lot about it with Coach Fish and Coach Sullivan, and they like it, and they like the idea of having a guy that's really quick and sudden and has excellent separation quickness.
Is he, I mean, he didn't run a great time at the combine. Yeah. Is he faster than that?
Yeah,
is that
you timed on 4.58 at the combine, and then you watch the game film, and his quickness is electric. I mean, this guy's got serious juice in terms of his ability to get off the mark and to separate in a short area. So, you know, the time speed is what it is, but the video shows that this guy can get behind defenders in the SEC and run away from guys in the SEC, as you guys have seen. So,
is this another case of all four of these first guys having a very clear role when they get here?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we look for guys to have defined roles when they come in, for sure. But this is another clear case of a guy that loves football, that's highly competitive, that's a tough kid, and has been extremely reliable there at South Carolina.
Was this a player that, had you not made the trade, would have been gone by the time you're...
That was one of our concerns. And to be honest with you, one of our... we were sitting there, and I told you guys if Dwayne Gratz came off the board, we kind of got shot out of the corner position. This is maybe a player we would have went into in the third round.
When did Philly first call, last night or today?
They called last night. Yeah.
Was it done last night?
No. Okay. Yeah. We were fielding other offers and seeing what else people were willing to give up, and that was really the best offer.
Looks like there's going to be a ton of trades today.
Yeah, it looks that way. It always is on day two, you know.
In fourth, fifth round, you mentioned this Monday, you're looking at role guys.
Yep, absolutely. Role guys that, you know, if it's a nickel corner, slot receiver, and, you know, a situational defensive pass rusher or something along those lines. And you know, some of those players may turn into starters at some point in time down the road, too.